Let's see. Moth. It's a type of moth you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Only we always called them millers when I was growing. Yep.
If you had more than one and you weren't going to call them millers, you were going to call them the general term, what would you call them?
Moths.
The animal that you find, the insect that you find flying outside at night that periodically will give off a little glow is called what?
I've been so used to calling them lightning bugs, but I forgot the name, the real name. My children call them by the real name.
Oh, they do?
But they were still lightning bugs to me. I can't think of the real name.
Fireflies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still call them lightning bugs, too. The insect that you see that has a sort of a long body and very filmy wings that you find hovering over a lake, for example, would be a what?
We call them snake doctors. Yeah. I don't know what the real name is.
Have you heard of dragonflies? Would a dragonfly be a snake doctor?
I never did know it by that, but I guess it is.
I think we call them snake doctors, too. Name me some kinds of insects that sting.
Wasp, bee, hornet.
What do hornets look like?
They look kind of like a bullet. And when they come at you to sting you, they come at you like a bullet.
What color are they, or do you ever
say? Sort of a light black, I'd say.
And what? How big?
About the size of pencil eraser, including that.
I see.
The whole
about
thing.
An inch or so?
Nearly an inch long. They're just about that size. Maybe not quite that big. Maybe about that big.
And how severe is their sting?
Oh, it's like I say, it's like a small bullet.
Well, what about wasps? How do they?
Well, they're sneaky. They'll flutter around you and not make much noise, and they'll laugh their sting, and then they flap their wings and fly off. It seems like they're laughing at you.
Oh, really? What color are they?
Well, they can be black or red or yellow striped.
Is there a difference in the way they sting when they're different colors?
I don't think so.
They're all pretty much the same.
Feels the same, isn't it?
Now, is a wasp sting worse than a hornet sting or vice versa?
I don't know. I believe the hornet is the worst. Might be because he scares you more, worse. But you usually see him coming, but you can't get out of the way.
Oh. They aim from a long way up. What about a wasp-like insect that doesn't sting?
That's a dirt dauber.
All right. Can you think of any other stinging insects that we haven't talked about?
Well, there is a scorpion. A little thing kind of like a crawfish as we were talking about, only real small. They can get in your pockets out in the woods and just sting the daylights out of you.
Ooh.
Happened to me when I was a kid one time. I was out there in the woods by myself and I got one in my pocket. And didn't know it was in there. Maybe been walking around in pine straw. And he got stinging me, and I didn't know what it was, and I was afraid to stick my hand back there, you know. But I finally did. I had to run my hand back there and jerk him out. And there it was, stinging scorpion.
Mm. What about insects that bite?
Let's see, I don't think of any right now. The insects.
Little teeny, teeny, teeny ones that suck your blood, maybe. And an itch after they've bitten you.
Oh, mosquitoes. Oh, yeah.
What would one of those be called?
Mosquito.
And what is an insect that you find, in weeds maybe, that I think of as being green, that hops a lot?
Grasshopper.
Are they green? Most of the time. Okay.